Sachim chef seven Mishnah Nitma Shalem or Ruboy. If the Korban Pesach, if the whole of it or the greater part of the Korban Pesach became unclean, Sofin Oslifna Biram Eit Samarocha, they would have to burn it up, and they would have to burn it up on the Biro, which there's a dispute as to exactly where it was, but it was a fire that they used to have either in the temple courtyard or on the temple mount, and they would burn up the Korban Pesach over there. Nitma Me'uta, but if the minority, just a small part of the Korban Pesach, became unclean, Va'noisa, or it became Noisar. Noisar, we said, was that it was left over. The Korban Pesach had to be eaten on the night of first night of Pesach, and if it was left over till the next morning, it becomes Noisar, so it has to be burnt. Sofin also V'chatzera same, but in this case, they could burn it up in their courtyards, or Al Gagosayin, or on top of their roofs, Ma'etza Atzman, they could use their own wood. And the reason being that the Korban Pesach, once it's in this scenario, and it could be burnt up where it was eaten. Right? It could be burnt up where it was eaten. And then he says, Hatzakanin, the mazes, Sofrin Osulif Nabira, they could take it back to the temple and burn it on the bira. Bishvil Lahenus Ma'etza Marocha, because if they didn't want to use their own wood, it was possible for them to use the wood of the temple. And the reason being is that the base, when people donated the wood, it was done on condition that the Beis Din could use it as they see fit. So it wasn't like the wood was being used for almost like a non-consecrated kind of purpose, you know, to benefit the person because of this condition that, and so the Beis Din allowed the Mazes to come and burn up their impure Korban Pesach on the Temple Mount.